Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Jim, have you been getting back into exercise now that the pandemic seems to be passing?
Yeah, Patrick. Mostly midnight swims.
Really? Why midnight?
Well, to avoid the doom and sun, of course. Patrick, you been watching any of the NBA playoffs?
I got to tell you, I followed our local team, the Wiz,
yes.
But that's about it. Although, the other day I was watching the TV, and I'm going to say his name wrong. He's on the Mavericks, number 77, Luka Doncic. Is that his name?
Or Doncic.
Doncic. Okay.
Yeah.
He's quite a player. I had not seen him play.
He's great.
Oh, my goodness. He's a really talented player.
Yeah.
That was fun to watch.
Oh, he's a star.
Yeah.
For sure. There's some really great international players in the game today.
I've heard about him, but I'd never actually seen him play before, and that was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great. A great sort of like all-around player.
Yes, you know? That's what I was going to say. Yeah. He does it all. Yeah,
absolutely.
Kind of a Larry Bird
style.
They're
fun to watch. The Mavericks are an interesting team, man. They were riding high for a long time and always seemed to have a really good team. Like, and they did win one title.
Yeah, right? In the Nowitzki days. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But they always had like a good, solid team.
Yeah.
They were always in the playoffs
and
everything.
Yeah, always.
And then they just took a little bit of a dip, and then they're like right back.
Yeah.
You know?
Amazing. They found this guy.
They're a good franchise.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban, I think, figured that out.
Yeah.
He's got something good going on down there.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine that people in Dallas even care about basketball. That's the weird thing,
weird
too.
Seems weird to me, yeah.
Anyway, that's a whole other thing. There's some exciting players in the game today, but I was bringing this up because, as you mentioned, our local team did what they usually do, which is just flame out, right?
Yeah. So, they did.
Yeah.
They really laid an egg when it came time to show up, unfortunately. So fun to watch, though. They were fun to watch this year.
They were. Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's always entertaining.
But as we've discussed, they have basically like, you know, two players.
Yep.
And if they're hot, it's a fun game to watch.
Right.
And otherwise,
yeah,
teams know how to defend them. And
that's right.
And Wizards have no defense at all.
That's a big problem for them. Yeah.
They could score points, but they give up more.
Yeah.
And that's not a winning combination, right?
No.
Okay. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lennon.
And I'm Patrick Foster.
And this is not sports talk anymore, but now it's new music talk.
Yeah.
And let's get back into this. We have three callers today.
Right.
Starting here with Liam.
Hi, Jim, Patrick, the interns, and the Rockin' the Suburbs community. This is Liam McIntyre from Dublin, Ireland, with my main new music picks. First up is Goonsack with In the Stone from a forthcoming album called Mirror 2. The band are from Brisbane in Australia and feature Lewis Foster, the son of Robert Foster of the Go-Betweens. The track was produced by John Parrish, who has worked with PJ Harvey and Aldous Harding. I like the dark pop feel of this track, with the voices of Lewis and drummer Riley Jones working really well together here. There's a space and an atmosphere on this track which is really great. By the way, for those who are not familiar with Australian youth drinking culture, a goonsack is the plastic bladder that holds wine that is sold in boxes and is usually very, very cheap. There's a drinking game which is popular, where a goonsack is fixed to a circular clothesline, then everyone stands around it and the line is spun, with the person that lands on drinking. This game is often referred to as Wheel of Goon, the Australians. My other pick is There Will Be Times by New Zealander Louisa Nicklin from a just-released self-titled album. I didn't know anything about Louisa before hearing this tune, but from research, she appears to be primarily a classical composer, with works performed in New Zealand and internationally. But as with this song, she also records non-classical material as a solo artist. The first thing that grabbed me with this song was the keyboards, which remind me of another Kiwi band, King Loser. The song has a nice drive to it with a really strong melody. I've seen it compared to PJ Harvey, and you can kind of hear why in this song. I've only had a quick listen to the album because it only came out yesterday, but I'm really digging what I've heard so far. Well, that's all from me. I hope everyone is doing well, staying safe, and rocking the suburbs wherever you are.
All right. Thanks, Liam.
Wonderful. Yeah. Knowledge about wine drinking in Australia.
Australian drinking games. Let's hear the song first,
yeah.
Then we'll talk about that. That is the Goonsacks, In the Stone. And you heard a little bit of it underneath his
lovely,
because he edits that.
Lovely.
But let's hear it without someone talking over it.
Do you think it's better not feeling any of this at all? If you're so above it, don't watch me down here. Let's just get high again. Through the frozen window, I see a dark shape on the street. Are you the vampire?
All right, there you go. The Goon Sexy.
Very nice. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's got that Robert Forster from the Go-Betweens feeling. You can definitely hear that in his son's voice. Yeah, with an interesting other kind of element to it. It's kind of nice. Yeah. And there's no saxophone that I could detect.
No. Yeah. No. As he just explained
now
what
we
that
know why.
References. Yeah. Yeah.
I never knew.
I just find it interesting that as humans, we have to invent or develop games to do something that we otherwise enjoy anyway.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. That's a great observation.
I don't know. Did you ever play drinking games? Was that ever a thing for you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually it's when you're like in your college years or early
20s. One thing we used to do was skip school in high school and play the Love Boat drinking game, which I can't remember what it was, but it had something to do with every time the bartender made a drink or anytime anyone had a drink on the ship, you would drink, you'd watch bad TV and skip school. Yeah.
I mean, of course we did quarters. That was the biggest one.
Still.
There was some other funny one. There was one called Up and Down the River, which was like a card game that you played. It was a drinking game. I remember it was very high risk. Like if you got the wrong card, you were drinking a lot. It was like one of those deals. I don't remember all the rules now. So some listener out there probably knows. They can fill me in on that. there was one called Thumper.
Thumper.
Do you remember that one?
Sounds
you had to,
familiar.
Like, hit the table.
Yeah, and you had to do something and then you had
with
to
your
repeat
hands
it.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, the people
everybody
had to
repeat it exactly. And if you miss one step, you had to drink. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
And there were others. And of course, nowadays there's beer pong. We didn't have that one.
No, we didn't play that. No, probably a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So, anyway, that's all for another time. But anyway.
Next week.
Drinking game.
Next week, perhaps.
But I got to say, I haven't felt the need to play a drinking game in like 30 years.
Right. Neither have I. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, Louisa Nicklin.
Yeah.
There Will Be Times. All right, there you go. That's a really cool song.
I like that a lot.
Very good sort of groove to it and love the organ sound.
Me too.
So
that,
great.
That really appealed to my sensibility. Yeah. And I will say this really quickly, Jim. I just went to add that album on my Spotify. And I'm fine with most of the recent Spotify user interface updates that they made. They made a fairly radical one recently.
Right.
But the one thing I really don't like is they used to have a little tab at the bottom on the left side that said add to new playlist, and you could just drag and drop the album right on there and make a new playlist. Now you can't do that anymore. You got to go to the three dots and you got to go to another thing and you got to go to add to playlist. So I create a lot of new playlists. Whenever I get an album, I just don't like it. I just create a new playlist for it so I can go in and mess around and I always know where it is.
Oh, see? Interesting.
Yeah, but just a small point. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that. But
the thing I don't like about the refresh, it's mostly fine.
Yeah, mostly fine.
They no longer have, they used to have the exact date of the most recent release.
I noticed that.
And I liked that for things like this, like new music.
Yep.
I could go in and make sure it was actually released in a certain month or whatever.
Correct.
And now it just has the year.
That's right.
It doesn't tell you anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, it says latest release or 2020 or 2021 or it's confusing.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, I think, is Jesse.
Great.
Hey, good morning, Sobers community. This is Jesse down from San Antonio, giving you a call with new music that I discovered in the month of May. So I came across this band via Bandcamp by the name of Bachelor. And according to their description of Bachelor, they're not a band. They're more of a they're not a band. It's a friendship, which I really, really like. They have a debut album called Doom and Sun. And the song that caught my attention is called Back of Hand. I guess you would say it's a nice mellow song, but it's an ode to the band that you really want to go see. And, you know, you just have your devout love for them. And I mean, I guess most of us can, can kind of see where they're coming from. But I liked it. I enjoyed it. Give it a spin. Tell me what you think. Thanks.
Okay, that is Bachelor, Back of My Hand.
Uh-huh.
Bachelor is the work of J. Somm and Palehound.
Right.
And I like this album a lot.
Yeah.
It came out just at the very end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And if it had come out any earlier, one of these songs might have been one of my picks.
Oh, okay.
But I had already made my picks by the time this one came out. And I was sort of like, I'll let this go.
Yep.
And then fortunately, we have Jesse.
Fantastic, Jesse.
Who picks it. Yeah. And I really like it a lot. The whole album sounds a little bit different than I expected. Mm. I kind of expect with these two very sort of indie artists, right?
Yeah.
I was really expecting something that might be a little more, even more sort of lo-fi and kind of sleepy and what have you. But no, this album has some real punch to it.
Yeah.
And has some nice production values. And it's a solid record, man. This is good stuff. Doom and Sun is the name of the album.
Doom and Sun. Yeah, it's kind of an unusual album title. I'll tell you, that one gave me the Smashing Pumpkins 1979 song
vibe, with
that guitar and that kind of groove. Very cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Great. It's really good. Listen to this album. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
And Jesse, thank you for bringing this everyone's attention. Okay. Now, let's see here. We have one more call today.
Great.
From Vasant.
All right.
Hello, Suburbs Pod people. This is Vasant calling in from the suburbs of Chicago. Got a couple May new music picks that I'm pretty excited about. So the first one is by an artist called Rosalie. She's based in the Philadelphia area, and the album is called No Medium. And this is her third album, and she's backed by members of the David Nance group, who I know some Suburbs Pod listeners are fans of. She's a singer-songwriter. Her voice is really great, kind of sounds similar to Chrissy Hynde. So if you're trying to imagine this album, it's sort of like if Chrissy Hynde was backed by Neil Young and Crazy Horse. That's kind of how I would describe this album. So I'm sure that probably sounds good to a lot of people. So I definitely recommend checking this album out. It really, the guitar work, the melodies, the songs, and the lyrics are all really great. It's one of my favorites of the year so far. So the song I would recommend is called Bones. So check it out. It'll really hit you in the heart, I think, this song and album overall. So that's Rosalie, No Medium. And the second album I want to talk about was by a band called Guardian Singles. This is an Auckland, New Zealand band. Technically, the album was released last year, but only in New Zealand. So pretty much a very small number of people actually heard it. But it is being released in the US this month by the great Chicago label Trouble in Mind, who put out a lot of stuff from Australia, New Zealand, good stuff, as well as US bands. But anyway, so this is definitely informed by the New Zealand sound, so a lot of strummy guitars. But this one probably leans more to the punk, post-punk side, so I tend to like that. And then to give you an example, they cover the UK post-punk band The Sound. They cover their song Heartland. So if you like the New Zealand kind of indie rock pop, the fast strummy guitars, good melodies, keyboards, this one leads, like I said, more towards the punk side. So check out the track Midnight Swim. So these are both really great albums. Check them out and have a good day, guys. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks to Vasant for that.
Thanks, Vasant.
Great stuff. And let's see here. The first one, Rosalie. You mentioned Rosalie.
I did. Yeah. They kind of came across my radar right before I was getting ready to make my picks. And I didn't have a whole lot of time to jump into the album. But what Vasant said is really interesting. And I also think there's a interesting kind of, how would I describe it? Sort of like Appalachian / Americana, maybe if you drank a bottle of cough syrup or took some codeine or something. There's kind of a slow down kind of element to it, too. So definitely can see where he's coming from with some of that Crazy Horse reference. Yeah, for sure.
All right, here we go. This is Bones. Right, great stuff.
Really, really nice. Yeah. Thanks to Vasan for pointing that out for sure, man.
Okay. And then this next one is by Guardian Singles. Mm-hmm. It's called Midnight Swim. All right, good stuff there too.
Yeah, totally good. Not familiar with this group, but that definitely's got that percolation, like Vasan was talking about. That was cool. Now, I will say one thing, Jim. Are you familiar at all with the band The Sound?
No.
Okay, so this is a band, a post-punk band from the 80s that really gets overlooked. I mean, there's like overlooked bands, and then there's The Sound kind of below them, but they're a really good band. This song, Heartland, comes off their very first album from 1980, so maybe sometime we should spend, you know, maybe an episode talking about them, because I think it would be a band that if you haven't heard of them, and a huge music lover like yourself, I mean, I didn't know about them until kind of later on, until really digging into history of music to find out about them, so it might be worth talking about.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks again to everyone who called in.
Thanks, all.
Tomorrow, we'll wrap up with three more callers tomorrow. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And so appreciate everybody keeping these brief. You know,
so
one
helpful.
Or two songs.
Yeah.
We're moving through these, and
really
we're getting
beautiful.
A really good collection of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I think everybody's going to find this little bit streamlined. It's going to be really good for everybody.
Yep. Okay. So let's get to tomorrow. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Got some beer pong to play now.
Yeah.